Thank you, Mr. Mappa. This is super helpful, and thank you very much for coming and taking a dive into this. So I have a question. In that scenario, a couple slides back with the farm, and then there was nobody next door, and then another homeowner came, and then a business came. Please, I'm happy to be corrected. When we talk about health and safety, given the fact that you can't live without water, wouldn't that line of reasoning hold true in terms of the fact that the initial person that lived there in the picture on the left-hand side, now for all these different kinds of variables, can no longer access their water? I mean, can you kind of just kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely. So when we're talking about essential health and safety, yes, certainly we're talking about drinking water for the home. I mean, these are very simplistic graphics. What actually happens in reality is the amount of water that flows from the well on the left-hand side decreases over time. And maybe they can get some water, but they can't get as much water as the homeowner could get before. And so the question of essential for health and safety is a question of, well, how much water do they need for their drinking water use over the course of the year versus beyond that beneficial domestic use? Because presumably in this picture, there's some other uses, perhaps, that the left-hand rural user is using the water for. And those uses wouldn't, the impact on those uses by whether it's the homeowner on the right or the industry on the right. If the impact is not on, the household uses, but on maybe agricultural uses that don't fall within this definition, then they wouldn't be have a cause of action against the landowner. This is why I said, and that people still classify Maine as an absolute dominion state, because this landowner on the right-hand side, as soon as they build their property there, they are free to drill a well and start taking out water for the most part. I will get into some overlays on that in a second. Did you have a question? You want
Yeah, I
someone
mean
to?
that user, if they were to come into Maine, they would be required to have a significant groundwater well permit.
That
They're
is
required
correct.
to interact with DEP.
Yes.
There's a lot of regulations in an
Yes.
absolute dominion state like
Yes.
ours, so
Yes. That is
I
correct.
can't think of a situation where that could occur.
Not without, you're absolutely right. And that is very much anticipating where I'm headed, which is why I don't think that it's really fair to characterize Maine as a true absolute dominion state anymore, right? We do have a lot of regulatory overlay beyond just this groundwater liability statute that I've started with, right? This is the baseline, and it doesn't seem like it protects all that much more than your household uses, and maybe that's a problem. But we do have a provision in the Natural Resources Protection Act that was added in 2007 that requires a significant groundwater well to get a permit from the DEP, Department of Environmental Protection. If we look at what a significant groundwater well is, according to this to the statute, it is defined here on the slide, and 75,000 gallons per week or 50,000 gallons per day if you're within 500 feet of another water source, or 216,000 gallons per week, 144,000 gallons per day if you're more than 500 feet from another water source. And I simplified that a little bit for the purposes of the slide, but you get the idea. These large users of water are now required, as of 2007, to have a permit before they can have a groundwater well that's pumping. And that's very true, that we are not in a situation where, going back to this image, where you could have an industrial user just come along and start pumping out water and really drastically reduce the water table. In order to start doing that, they would have to get a permit from DEP. And I'm not going to get into how DEP decides whether or not to grant that permit, and what the parameters that they're using. And it's a very fact-based inquiry, but suffice it to say that this would be, I would hope, troubling to DEP if they had modeling that showed that there were, residential users that were no longer going to be able to access drinking water if they permitted this significant groundwater well in question. So this is the way that Maine has adapted its policy of absolute dominion as it applies to the states. But there's also, or as it applies to these industrial users, there's also an overlay here of money that comes from this permitting system. And so in addition to just requiring a permit and kind of protecting users, there's a chapter of regulations that DEP has promulgated pursuant to that provision of the Natural Resources Protection Act that provide for an annual permitting fee for these significant groundwater wells, which is a $250 base fee plus $50 per million gallons pumped. That's the rate that DEP sets by regulation, right? They are basically, this is their permitting fee every year for these facilities. And I thought it would be useful to give a little bit of context to this fee, just so we can see, so you might be able to see how that relates to perhaps another example from another state. So the one that I chose because the data was fairly easy to find was California. California has a Sustainable Use Groundwater Protection Act that put in place very recently the similar fees based on the amount of water withdrawn in areas where they're concerned about the sustainability of those groundwater aquifers. Just for our purposes here, it's useful to know that 1 acre foot of water is roughly 326,000 gallons. And if you do the math, the mains fee of $50 per million gallons pumped falls somewhere in between the rates of 10 per acre foot and 25 per acre foot that apply in California in these unmanaged areas. You'll see that there are other areas of California that they've designated as of more concern, essentially, is what those varying rates mean. And as you get all the way down to like probationary and interim plan, you're in places where they're very concerned about the health of that aquifer. And so they're charging more per acre foot to withdraw in those areas, right? If you were to convert it back, it would be significantly more than Maine charges per million gallons of water pumped. Believe that. So I'll stop there with respect to groundwater, except for it to say one more thing. So this is California, but if you look around New England, you'll find other states that have different permitting fee schemes, some of which are not variable based on the amount of gallons pumped, right? And so that is a choice that our DEP in Maine has made. It is not the choice that they had to make, but it is the way that we have set the fee for those permits here in the state of Maine. So just kind of wrapping up the groundwater section of this, we have a state that started as an absolute dominion state that has added on a layer of kind of liability protection for like essential uses of the homeowner, right? If your ability to drink groundwater to keep you alive is impacted, you're going to have a cause of action under the statute. And then we have another layer which applies to significant groundwater wells, which tend to be industrial uses, right? not homeowners, right? No homeowner is drawing this enough water to require a significant groundwater permit. And so that scheme that we've added for those significant groundwater wells also brings in a small amount of revenue through the permitting system. And that revenue is a largely the larger portion of that revenue in most situations is a variable rate based on the number of gallons that are pumped from those permits on an annual basis. So I am going to stop there and see if we have any questions, because I think that's a lot of information that I just threw out there pretty quickly.